Baltimore Ravens head coach Brian Billick.
3 2-minute drives we've had, I think it's been pretty good. Is that clear enough for the Sun?
Baltimore's only local sports voice. Sports Talk 1570 WNST.
Sports Talk 1570 WNST, Bob Haney Show, brought to you by Budweiser. What's happening, everybody? It's 12:22 on this Friday in Baltimore, Maryland. And joining us now, as he does every Friday, talk some college football from nationalchamps.net, our buddy, our friend, our man on the scene, Mr. Todd Helmick. Todd, how are you?
Football, you bet. It's that time of year. I'm back in studio with Bob on a Friday. Feels good.
Yeah, and you were out last week. You did a little Wednesday special edition. Todd, obviously we talk college football with you every Friday, and a lot going on as we get closer and closer, of course, to the start of the season. And we're going to break down the coaches poll with you here in a few minutes, and no surprise that USC was picked number one. And we're going to break down the coaches poll because you have some you agree with a lot of the selections, but you have some disagreements as well.
I do, and I harped on you a little bit and shoved this in Bob's face as we walked in the studio. NationalChamps.net comes out with what we call an early bird preview. Every Thanksgiving, we will preview the upcoming season on who's leaving, who's coming back. And I will tell you right now, we will do it again this Thanksgiving. We had the exact same top 10, almost in the exact same order, as what the official coaches poll just spit out. We had Auburn in our top 10. They put Iowa in. That was the only difference. Our top 25 at Thanksgiving is the exact same as what the coaches have now. It's not hard to dissect. You see who's leaving, who's coming back, where they're ranked at the time, and make your call. Proud of that one. That's a good one.
Right, and as you said, comes out every Thanksgiving on nationalchamps.net, and we will break down the coach's top 10, your thoughts on the ball clubs, and as you've said, when you did your national championship picks, the two teams that will play in the Rose Bowl,
which I've changed, and Bob's going to allow me to change today.
I am.
You're going to let me flop it.
Okay, but okay. When you,
I'm asking,
your original pick
was USC LSU.
So you have changed your selection, and I'm assuming
this will be the last time.
I'm assuming LSU is the team that's going to be out of the Rose Bowl. But we'll get into all that good stuff. But some news of the week in the collegiate landscape: the NCAA ruling that mascots offending, I guess, Native Americans will be banned from postseason tournaments and will not be allowed to travel along in bowl games, NCAA tournament activities. Now, you went to Florida State. Their mascot is, of course, what's the guy's name, the nickname?
Chief Osceola, Chief, the Seminoles.
Yeah, Chief Osceola throws the spear into the ground on the horse before every ball game. Your thoughts on the NCAA and this ruling, and do you agree or disagree with it?
I disagree with it, and it kind of hurts me personally just from a traditional standpoint. The war chant, which you see the Atlanta Braves do as well. Now, that's an original Florida State gig with the drums in the background. Traditions like that, to see them die off, kind of hurts from a traditional sense. I try to be sensitive to needs and race.
We're
and
in a very PC world right now, Todd.
That's correct, politically correct. If it offends a majority of Seminole Indian tribesmen, then I don't really have a problem if it offends you that much. All right, let's go ahead and change it. Let me throw in my problem with it.
Go ahead.
Here's what the NCAA has labeled this week, why they colleges have to remove the Indian name mascot names off of their title. Here's the NCAA's quote-unquote their reasoning. Anything hostile and abusive, racial, ethnic, national origin mascots, nicknames, or imagery. What about the Fighting Irish?
Yeah.
Doesn't that fall in the same line? Why is the NCAA being hypocritical here and pulling on Indians? The question is it offensive to some people? I know some Irish people. Yes, they're offended by it.
Really?
It may only be 5% of the population, but what about the Seminoles? They have the tribes endorsing them, and the Indian reservations and the tribesmen in Florida who belong to the Seminole heritage. They approved it. They've approved it, and they support it. They love it. But, yes, it offends some people, so you can't please everyone. So if that's the question, I've got a problem with the Irish. If it's only a couple people out of 100, That should be enough to get them to change the name. Racial, ethnic, national origin mascots. Why?
Now, I am an Irish Catholic, and I am not offended.
Okay.
It takes a lot to offend me, by the way.
And a lot of Seminole Indians are not offended
sure.
either.
And, you know, and just because, you know, we're Irish and we're Catholic, we drink a lot and we're curly. Actually, we do, to be totally honest with the ones I know anyway. But, no, I'm not offended. Are we too PC in this country
yeah.
right now?
Yes. It would have been...
Especially when when morality is at an all-time low, I would think.
It would have been a lot nicer if the NCAA back in the early 70s or 60s could have said, change the Indian name, instead of letting them brand it, build the traditions. It took until the new millennium to finally step in and do something. Again, I'm not going to sit here and defend the NCAA's choice or bash it. If it offends the majority of Seminole Nation, the Indians themselves, okay, then I can understand that. I'll feel to your needs there. But let's not be hypocritical, NCAA. Let's move to other names.
What about the Florida State people? What are they saying about this?
Oh, they hate it. There's a fire going on in Tallahassee, and it wasn't caused by the Indian spear being stuck in the ground. A lot of the administration...
wasn't caused by Michael Jordan either, was
they're
it?
They're going to put a lot schools? Of... Mark it down. Florida State will drop a lot of money into battling this. The ruling takes effect February 1. So it's got to move quick. They're going to appeal it, and they're going to fight it. I'll guarantee it, tooth and nail. They're going to take this thing to the wall legally.
All right, Todd Helmick, nationalchamps.net, here on the Bob Haney Show, brought to you by Budweiser. Talking college football, as we do every Friday. If you want to get in, it's 410-481-1570.
I've got some new nickname, though. My new nickname for Florida State, if they got to drop the Seminoles,
yeah.
We're going to stick it in the NCAA's face. The Florida State Nikes. They're going to pay us a lot of money in Tallahassee to be called the Florida State Nikes. The first time a corporation has stuck a nickname on a college brand. What do you think of that,
Bob? Doesn't Nike pay Florida State a bunch of money anyway?
Well, now it's the Florida State Nikes a bunch more money.
Now, do you think the NCAA would ever go for that?
Who cares? There's no ruling with it.
That would be the ultimate in hypocrisy,
yes,
by the
would.
Way. Because
yes,
you have the Tostitos this, the Nikon that.
If you're going to say Florida State can't do it, then all the bowl games, get rid of the sponsors, baby. Names on the stadiums, get rid of it. No NCAA tournament can be hosted at your arena or stadium if it's got a sponsor on it.
Todd Helmick already thinking ahead. We're talking about the coaches poll, top 25, and no real surprise at number one is USC. So let's get into some of the disagreements. Let's start with the teams you agree with, in no particular order, but teams that you do feel are top 10 agreeing with the coaches poll here.
USC, obviously, a no-brainer at number one. I told you months and months and months ago that Texas, I guaranteed the Longhorns would be the number two team in the country when that first coaches or AP poll came out. Lo and behold, there they sit. And I told you if they weren't, the other team would be Tennessee. Well, there they sit at number three. So I agree with that because it's a good place for these teams to start. However, I predict neither of them will finish that high. And that is the difference with preseason polls, different approaches and philosophies. I say start a team out by not looking at their schedule. Do not look at schedules when you pick a preseason poll. If I looked at schedule, there's Louisville at number 14. I told you the Cardinals had a shot at running the table this year in the new Big East they're in. But they're starting out at 14th in the coaches' poll. Look for them to climb, climb, climb. But I agree wholeheartedly, put Louisville at 14 and make them climb. You look at the talent, and that's how you base your poll. So, again, Texas, Tennessee at 2 and 3. I agree with starting them there. Number 4 is Michigan.
Yeah, talented ball club.
I wanted to flop my national championship pick today since the season has not started yet.
Okay.
I wanted to go with Michigan instead of LSU. I'm predicting a USC-Michigan
National Championship game.
The irony there, playing in the Rose Bowl.
It's like an old-school Rose Bowl game.
Boy, the Rose Bowl would be doing cartwheels. The only reason I'm saying that, LSU on paper has the most talent. But when picking a champion, unlike the polls, I have to look at schedule because you got to go undefeated.
Well, let me ask you this. And when you did your prediction a couple of weeks back, you were hemming and hawing. When you did pick LSU to go to the championship game, you didn't seem real confident in that selection at the
time. I gave you three teams.
Yeah.
USC versus either Michigan, LSU, or Louisville.
Right, but you went with LSU.
I went with LSU.
So now that you've had a couple of weeks to reflect, and you just mentioned LSU, ton of talent, is it solely based on schedule that you're dropping them? Are you concerned about the new head coach, Les Miles, how he fits in? Why does LSU fall out of your championship game scenario?
You just answered your own question.
Thank you.
A, schedule. B, a new coaching staff. Nick Saban to the Dolphins. Now they bring in Les Miles, an offensive-minded guy who coached at Oklahoma State the last few years, taking over for an LSU team who, again, was defensive-minded under Nick Saban. They're changing philosophies. I don't think that's a good idea when you're playing the schedule LSU does. Now, we know the SEC schedule is always tough for anyone, but they also get Arizona State out of conference, another top 20 team. Out of the SEC East, they also play Tennessee and Florida. So they're picking up two huge teams from the East. That's impossible to run the table in a situation like that. Plus, you have the SEC championship game. And again, there's Michigan. I don't think they have as much talent as does LSU. But schedule, coaching continuity makes the difference. But going back to the coaches poll, Oklahoma's at number five in the coaches poll.
Right.
I've seen a lot of polls. We take our average ranking polls at nationalchamps.net where we average out all the polls, the major polls. Oklahoma's coming in 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, but we had them at 5. The coaches agreed with us, moved them that high. They just lost so many people, quarterbacks, linemen, defense.
Well, they have one of the leading Heisman candidates in Adrian Peterson as well. So, and Bob Stoops certainly has done a great job as the coach there down in Norman. So are they getting this fifth selection based on reputation? How much does reputation have in, not to take away anything from the Sooners, but is that number five selection based on the fact that they've been winning or close to winning national championships over the last few years?
Well, actually, to me, it boils down to one thing, and that is recruiting, who you have talent-wise. I follow recruiting hard in January and February. I usually don't pick it up until then. Let me say three teams have been trying to catch up with USC or stay in place recruiting-wise. That was LSU, and that was Oklahoma and Miami, those three teams. Oklahoma and LSU has been bringing in the talent. Bob Stoops, he's bringing in talent. So right now you lose all these starters, but you're filling them in with four- and five-star athletes. We just don't know how that translates until the ball snap because they don't have any or enough experience under their belts. But anyone that thinks that Bob Stoops is going to play second fiddle to Mack Brown in Texas, you better go back and watch your recent history. You better watch it. I'm predicting. I'm going to say
it. Hey, Texas hung around at least last year.
I told you Oklahoma was going to win the Big 12. The South that they're in with Texas. You mark that down. I said it. Texas has to prove. They have to show me. I'm not from Missouri, the show me state. Mack Brown has to show me he's more than a paper champion. He hasn't done it on the field.
Hey, Todd, I am writing it down, but I wrote down you picked LSU 2 weeks ago. And
that's true.
You changed that one.
But
bring out the whiteout.
You also wrote down I picked Oklahoma to win the Big 12.
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. 410-481-1570 is the number. Todd Helmick joining us. Nationalchamps.net talking some college football. We're talking about the coaches poll. Todd agreeing and disagreeing with some of the selections here.
Yeah, there's LSU at number 6, our original national championship pick.
Right.
Nice call by the coaches. They're doing their homework. Virginia Tech 7, Miami 8, exactly as I would have called it. Splitting hairs, but you give Tech the edge because they won it last year, the ACC, and the games in Blacksburg versus the Canes this year.
All right, and that should be an interesting start to the ACC season, by the way. Let's go to Mount Airy and get Brian. Brian, how are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good today, guys.
All right.
One team I didn't hear you guys talking about this year is Iowa. If you look at Iowa's schedule, they have 5 returning starters on offense and 5 on defense. Now, I haven't really heard too much about them this year, but their schedule is not all that hard.
All right, thanks, Brian. Screaming in my ears, bro. Sorry about that. Iowa. And earlier this year, Dennis Dodd picked Iowa number 2 on his CBS Sportsline preseason top 25, but he's dropped them down a little bit since then.
Yeah, I knew that was going to come when Dodd picks them.
Kirk Ferentz, as we all know, former Ravens assistant, head coach out there.
Their schedule being easy, I don't know. They get Ohio State, they get Purdue, they get Michigan. Those are the other big 3 in the Big Ten. So schedule easy, I don't think so. The reason Iowa ranks so high, I'll give it to him in a nutshell. All right. And by the way, Iowa came in at number 10 in the coaches poll that just came out. The big reason is Drew Tate, the quarterback. All Big Ten first-teamer last year. The first time Iowa has had an all Big Ten first team quarterback since Long was there at quarterback.
Chuck Long.
It's been that long. He's the big reason. And then defense, in particular linebackers, they had the number one ranked linebacker unit in the country, according to nationalchamps.net, ahead of Ohio State.
Yeah.
Not from top to bottom, but your three starters, Chad Greenway, All-American, Abdul Hodge, All-American, both contemplated coming out to the NFL early, but stuck around. So defense, Kirk Ferentz, Drew Tate, those three reasons are why I was where they are. But yes, they lost some people, but Kirk Ferentz is used to that. He takes what he has and wins.
At number nine, is Ohio State low? Are they
That's a little low,
a little low here.
Yeah, you know, the big thing about Ohio State, they came in at number 7 on our poll. It's Ohio State or Michigan this year in the Big Ten, the way I see it, with Purdue being a sleeper possibility. And Ohio State goes to the Big House in Ann Arbor, and that's the only reason I would go with the Wolverines. Because Ohio State, 9 starters back on offense, 9 back on defense, that's a lot of returning experience, and it's very talented. Of course, we know about Ted Ginn. Here's the big one to me, though. Ohio State, you realize one of the best cross-country matchups we're going to see out of conference, or Ohio State gets Texas the second week of the year in Columbus. Ho-ho, mark that one down. September 10th, Texas at Ohio State, a telltale for both teams.
Yeah, that's an old-school battle right there. Todd Helmick, NationalChamps.net, joining us on the Bob Haney Show, brought to you by Budweiser, WNST, if you want to get in. It's 410-481-1570. Getting back to USC, Southern Cal, number one team. Looking at the coaches poll, top 25, USC is only one of 3 Pac-10 teams in the top 25. The other two, Arizona State at 18, Cal at number 20. Your thoughts there?
Well, I told you many times on this show, USC would not play a top 20 team this year in the AP or coaches poll. Arizona State proved me wrong and snuck in at 18, so they did get a top 20 team on their list. California came in at number 20. That's it. However, I've said before, the kryptonite for USC is defensive back, secondary, and the Pac-10 has been known for being a pass-happy conference. I don't think it's quite as pass-happy as it's been in years past, as quarterbacks have been, the roster's been changed on the quarterback list there. But someone out of that Pac-10 is good enough to sneak up and give USC a battle or beat them. We saw Stanford almost do it last year in the upset. We saw Cal actually do it the year before.
Overtime
in Berkeley. So they got to go to Arizona State. They got to go to California. Someone could sneak up and give them a run for the money there.
Getting to the ACC, highest rated team in the coaches poll, Virginia Tech at 7, Miami's 8, Florida State 12, BC 22, Virginia 23. So 5 ACC teams overall, top 25. Fair?
Yeah, that's fair. 11 out of 12 ACC teams made our top 50 at nationalchamps.net. Parity from top to bottom. You're just missing that top 3 team, as we used to see with Florida State in years past and Miami in the Big East in years past.
Now, I'm picking Virginia Tech to go to the championship game, and unlike Todd Helmick, I'm not changing my selection yet.
Yeah. You have until kickoff Thursday, September 1st, Bob.
Well, we're hearing a lot of hubbub about Marcus Vick, and here's a guy that didn't even play last year. And he's had his off-the-field issues make Rafael Palmeiro look like Mike Brady. But why are the Hokies excited about Marcus Vick this year?
Last name. And we haven't seen enough of him at quarterback. See Vick run. You better hold your breath if you're a Hokie fan when Vick takes off running, because they have nobody behind him at quarterback. He takes off running his first year really at quarterback. Watch out. That's a big key. The only problem I have with Virginia Tech, you look at their secondary. Jimmy Williams, an All-American, should have come out to the NFL, decided to stick around. It's Jimmy Williams and everyone else. You'd have problem naming me another DB down in Hokie country. However, I was on a show in Richmond this past week, and here's a good question I got asked. I felt Miami had a better shot at making a run for a national championship than did Virginia Tech. But yet I'm picking Virginia Tech to win the ACC Coastal Division. So why is that?
Yeah, you explain that, please.
Because recruiting. I named you 3 teams chasing USC in recruiting. It was Miami being one of them. They have so many athletes, 3 deep at every position, especially on defense. But the difference, system. Frank Beamer's system. There's no way on paper Virginia Tech has as many talented athletes as does Miami, and recruiting rankings will tell you that by a landslide. But the system that Frank Beamer uses, the way he utilizes his players, gives Virginia Tech a great chance every year at winning a championship in whatever conference, in Big East or ACC.
Looking at Miami's schedule early, I mean, they start on the road, first two ACC games, at Florida State, at Clemson, and then an interesting non-conference game hosting Colorado here. Do they come out of those two road games with a split, or are they undefeated? I mean, can Tommy Bowden probably going to be on the hot seat as much as anyone in the ACC at least? Does Clemson have what it takes to maybe pull the shocker here?
Clemson, in Coral Gables, went down to Miami and beat them in overtime
24-17.
This year it's in Death Valley. But no, Clemson should not be on the same field as Miami. And I'm telling you now, we'll talk about it as the season progresses or as we get close to Labor Day. If Florida State beats Miami, Bob.
Yeah.
I'll come in here and I'll eat crow, because there is no way in my mind.
I thought you were going to say something. I wasn't going to let you do it.
There is no way Florida State beats Miami. I know it's in Tallahassee. I don't care. It could be played in Timbuktu. Miami's beating them again. So mark that one.
Wow, you sound like a disgruntled Seminole here.
No, I just
remember last year, hey, we beat Miami. We're running the table, baby. Remember that? Florida State.
By who'd I call to win that game last year?
Miami.
Exactly. This year it might be by a larger margin. Maybe not, because it's in Tallahassee. But, again, let me get back to Miami has a better chance at running the table and getting the national championship if all things come together. Virginia Tech has a better shot at winning the conference because all things have come together under Frank Beamer. I think Larry Coker at Miami just has some issues. We'll wait and see how it translates, but more upside at Miami.
Yeah, and as you said, Virginia Tech-Miami, that game is at Blacksburg.
The Hokies went down there last year and beat on them, so that's why we predict Virginia Tech.
So overall, looking at the top 25, anybody, any omissions in your opinion? Anyone that should be, because they do make the rankings, obviously. Anyone not in the top 25 that should be in there?
It's pretty exact. Anyone that doesn't just miss by a narrow margin, I would say a lot of people are looking at Bowling Green, the team out of the MAC. Some people have them in their top 25, which I'm saying there's no MAC teams in this top 25, and every year one of them get in there. I would say Alabama came in at number 24, a little surprising to me. We got them at 34. The question is Brody Croyle at quarterback. Can he stay healthy? If he does, it might not be bad to see them at number 24. But here's the last one I'll throw on you. They've got four of our sleepers for this year to watch out for, ranked 16 through 19, just as I would have called it. Purdue, Texas A&M, Arizona State, Boise State. Those four teams have the ability to hit the top 10 at some point.
Bruce Cunningham's Ravens Football Show, Saturdays from 11 to 1, brought to you by K-Bank on Baltimore's local sports voice. Sports Talk 1570, WNST.
Sports Talk 1570 WNST, Bob Haney Show, brought to you by Budweiser. Todd Helmick, NationalChamps.net, is with us as he is every Friday. Talking some college football. Maryland preview show coming up here in a couple of weeks. You definitely don't want to miss that. Mark Mangus, among others, will be on the program. But Todd, before we let you get out of here, down in Tallahassee this week, football-related stuff. It's been, what, 400 degrees down there on the practice field?
Reported yesterday it was 110 degrees on the heat index with 95% humidity. I've been there.
Yeah, and so obviously players succumb to the elements. When you played, either high school, whatever level, did you ever fall out on the practice field? Did
Not
you ever just
heat.
Get overcome by the circumstances?
Not by the heat. My story is I remember I'd be at Maryland for the summer because that's where I'm from. I'd come home. You'd head back to Tallahassee for August 1st to report for practice 2 days. It was, you put the helmet and pads on, and I cannot begin to describe how hot it was and humid. There's no breeze in Tallahassee coming from the ocean. It's landlocked. So you can't even breathe. You try to take a breath, you can't. So all you could do, the difference between high school and college, when I was in high school, you got a water break when the coach told you. When you get to college with kids dropping and legal ramifications, you grab water when you want it. They have it set up on a table and courts.
And that's how it should be.
It's how it should be. Science has proved, give the kid water when he needs it. All you could do was pick up one of those big Gatorade plastic bottles full of ice water, unscrew the cap, toss it, and dump the entire thing over your head. Your uniform weighed 15 to 20 pounds extra like a wet burlap sack. But that's all you could do.
Yeah.
And the good story I told you off air was the guy, linebacker for the Jets for a while, who just recently retired.
Marvin Jones?
Marvin Jones. He came in as a true freshman towards my last year. First day as a collegiate player on a practice field, he's running around, sprinting, doing everything he can, trying to show off. 15 minutes into practice, Marvin Jones drops. They carry him off on a stretcher, set him under the shade tree for the next 5 hours. So his nickname to this day is still Shade Tree. That stuck with him his whole college and NFL career.
Yeah, he just retired from the NFL over the offseason. Todd, real quick, tell everybody what's happening at nationalchamps.net right now.
The big one's the TV listings right now, part of our 2005 preview. It's a one-time fee of $7.95, one-time only. TV listings every week, every game, every time, every channel. They're up there now. We highlight the best 8 games of that weekend. It's broken down nice and easy to read. You got to check it out. Nationalchamps.net.